women, the poor, all of America's niggas.
And by that I mean,
if we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. If we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. It's time for somebody to lead all of America's niggas.
And by that I mean,
the young, the black, the brown, the women, the poor, all of America's niggas.
And by that I mean,
if we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. If we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. It's time for somebody to lead all of America's niggas.
And by that I mean,
the young, the black, the brown, the women, the poor, all of America's niggas.
And by that I mean,
if we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. If we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. It's time for somebody to lead.
Operations in Iraq have ended.
The Madhouse will return after this.
My fellow Americans.
And now, a message from the President of the United States.
Tonight I want to take a few minutes to discuss a grave threat to peace. The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our own country. He's the homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. He has proven he is capable of any crime. The tyrant is me. I have directed members of the administration to support the use of violence against all of you. I will kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country and across the world. I resolved to bring sudden terror and suffering with horrible poisons and diseases and gases. Men and women, boys and girls, thousands of civilians will be killed in a single day, murdered at random, and without remorse. My ultimate ambitions are to control the peoples of the United States and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Yeah, crackers. That house is fire.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You're listening to Carlito and the Milkman. What's up, Milkman? How you doing, man?
All right, man. What are you saying?
Excuse me. Good evening. Yeah, he's listening to a bit of Rage Against the Machine. And we are here doing an experimental simulcast of the State of the Union Address with comedic PCU commentary, huh? Yeah. Any second you want to answer, Milkman, be great.
Yes, 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 man. I'll tell you what. Here we are tonight. We're going to witness the ultimate in shell games. Everybody be prepared.
Yeah.
Watch the pee, because there's really no pee.
Yeah, well, it's all the same wherever you watch it, but I'm watching it here on CBS. And someone's already taken it upon themselves to call in. A little early for that, because we've still got a lot of planning to do here. So not the time to call in just yet, caller. Hang on. Let me test to see if the TV line is working.
Two women.
How's that sound?
Maybe could wind up.
All right,
you've got us
a link up with the satellite. Yes, it sounds very good.
Is that understandable?
Yeah, it just needs to come up just a little bit.
Let me try to get it up. That's so gay. Hang on, let me try to reproportion the microphone and the special little link up I got here.
Truman is my hero for bombing the Japs.
Truman. He wanted to nuke the Japs. Even worse than
Harry Truman.
How's this coming in now?
Better.
This is really the night, isn't it, Gloria Borgia?
Okay. Well, good. Well, let me pod that down real quick, and I'll keep watching.
Yeah.
And hopefully the address will start soon. If not, then I guess we're screwed. But I'm sure it'll start soon.
Nah, they'll start soon. Believe me, man. Yeah. They're dying to get out there and start pandering.
I'm sure they are. So I wonder what's on
his polls are below like 20 now. His popularity.
Yeah.
The freaking nation hates him.
So you drinking a beer while you're going to be listening or watching to the address? Watching the address?
Well,
or
hell yes, man. I got me a Newcastle's brown ale right here. Man,
great.
On the side.
Great. Well, I'm so good. I'm watching all these people shake hands and. I just wonder. Is that I'm trying to see. I wish you could, I don't know if you're watching the feed or not.
I can't watch it, so I will rely on your blow by blow action.
Well, just a lot of pretty much a lot of old people and a lot of old people in military uniforms, all happy to see each other. Yeah, a lot of things going on, right? That they could. There's a lot of things they could mention, like the whole Iran issue now, and of course the war on terror, as I guess he would call it. The war on terror. Oh yeah, we got a running bet. How long will it be until he invokes September 11th in his speech? That's going to be interesting to see.
But we are going to start the timer. So from the time the speech starts,
yeah,
let me know and I'll start my stopwatch.
Okay, good deal. I'll give you the go ahead.
We're gonna
do it from the time they say, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, time. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's when all the clapping.
As soon as you say that, right. As soon as you say it, I'll start to watch. So everybody in the chat room that wants to put their bid up now, go ahead and put it in the main chat and also private message either Carlito or Milkman the Democrat.
Or maybe he won't. You never know. He might not include September 11th. It'd be a first.
You know what? That's just like telling me that the sun won't rise tomorrow.
Exactly. Well, you got a point. He's got to invoke it at some point. Let me check the...
He has to. How do you justify his position? He has no position.
This really is the opening salvo in the midterm elections. And the president is,
how's that
in
sound?
His speech, going to draw better a sharp yet? Contrast
perfect.
Between the way that he would lead the country forward.
Okay.
And suggest,
as long as we can hear Mr. President.
Yeah, and then you can talk just right over. It's good mix right there.
Okay, good. Well, we'll continue here. Afterwards, we have... Damn it, man. We have, we're going to be speaking to a guest, political analyst who I've secured for us to call here on PCU after.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not going to do too much. We're only going to play this for like a half hour, and then we're going to do our comments, and then we're going to check in with him and with a protest live outside the Capitol. And then finally, we'll do prank calls until Cable takes over. We estimate that he's going to take over sometime around 10 to 10:15. So we will watch out for that. Yep, burn.
We'll watch for his flag here, and as soon as he pops the flag out, then we'll wind her down.
Exactly. And I'm still waiting here. Let's see if they're letting some people out around, but nobody important yet.
This is Bush, of course.
Mrs. Bush is wearing pink today.
Okay.
Look at these faggots now.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Time. All right.
That, of course, is standing ovation number one.
Number one.
And it will be just the first of
enough with all the standing ovations, by the way. There's Tom DeLay making his way in ahead of the president.
He's not in jail yet.
Oh, there's a cheeky black man next to Laura Bush. Jeez, see, I don't know if you're watching this. Are you watching this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
he's got this cheeky, cheeky black guy.
Cheeseball.
Yeah.
That's what we call them, cheese balls.
Cheese balls.
A little cheese for your cracker.
Oh, look at George W. Bush kissing already.
Very coveted place to be.
He loves kissing.
Where you can get on television as the president.
Most definitely.
He's going around kissing people.
He's going around kissing, yeah. I think he just kissed a man.
This is the president's constitutional duty to...
It's constitutional. It's the president's duty.
...to make a speech. Speech is a fairly recent innovation.
The president's duty, indeed.
A lot of handshakes. A lot of pats on the back. Look at this.
Get a hold, boy.
God, you know, seriously.
It's truly one of the great spectacles, if that's a word for it, in Washington. That, of course, is the Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, Dr. Bill Frist.
So hopefully, maybe he'll. I hope he really pokes some jabs at Iran tonight. And I hope he flubs. You know, something we can make fun of. Let's see how well this goes. Hopefully I'm witty enough to make fun of the president on the fly. We were going to have Zolar with us, but he, unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, Zolar could not make it. And the president's still going around shaking everybody's hand.
Always come in uniform. Boy, I don't know, man. I don't know if I would ever even consider that. Have to push my hand, maybe cut it off. On the
house floor. I wonder how the chief of staff feel about George Zimmerman. Do they think he's an idiot, or are they just happy that he has them working at war?
Well, I think they realize he's an idiot, but they know that they're going to get rich, so they ain't going to, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Get the bread out that, you know, inside the butter.
You know, how much do you want to bet that they bring up? He brings up alternative energy sources like he has for the last 4 years.
Yeah, and there'll be something about health.
And AIDS in Africa.
Nothing will happen. And also, he may still...
Oh, he's getting ready. He's getting ready. Hang on. Okay. Let's hear our president's first words.
No child left here.
He's at the podium. Dick Cheney, looking elegant as always. Speaker of the House is there as well. Right behind him with the gavel. We'll be using that rather shortly.
Well, this is a big standing ovation.
It's enough, is what I said.
Going on longer than we sometimes normal. Now they will gavel
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor presenting to you the President of the United States.
10 more minutes of applause. Now. Jesus God Christ.
Good morning. How are you?
John McCain.
I'm George Kerry. W. Bush.
Dianne Feinstein.
I think it's perfectly reasonable. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't mess with Texas.
Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, members of the court and diplomatic corps, distinguished guests and fellow citizens. Today, our nation lost a beloved, graceful, courageous woman who called America to its founding ideals and carried on a noble dream.
Oh.
Tonight, we are comforted by the hope of a glad reunion with the husband who was taken so long ago, and we are grateful for the good life of Coretta Scott King.
And now 10 more minutes of applause. That was a given. I should have seen that coming, huh?
Well, he's got to try and save it every time.
Yeah, and the TV is showing every single black senator, every single black congressman and member of Washington that's in attendance.
They have black people? I said no, they're wearing
every
makeup.
Time I'm invited to this rostrum, I'm humbled by the privilege and mindful of the history we've seen together. We have gathered under this Capitol dome in moments of national mourning and national achievement.
It's in close.
We have served America through one of the most consequential periods of our history. And it has been my honor to serve with you. In a system of two parties, two chambers, and two elected branches, there will always be differences and debate. But even tough debates can be conducted in a civil tone.
Shouldn't it be a two-party
system?
And
our differences cannot be allowed to harden into anger. To confront the great issues before us, we must act in a spirit of goodwill and respect for one another, and I will do my part.
Except for the faggots.
Tonight, the state of our union is strong, and together we will make it stronger.
Thank you. Good night.
In return for money.
Don't stay out too late.
In this decisive year, you and I will make choices that determine both the future and the character of our country. We will choose to act confidently in pursuing the enemies of freedom, or retreat from our duties in the hope of an easier life.
The enemies of freedom.
We will choose to build our prosperity by leading the world economy.
Find it very interesting that when the heat got on, you dug yourself a hole.
We'll shut ourselves off from trade and opportunity. In a complex and challenging time, the road of isolationism and protectionism may seem broad and inviting, yet it ends in danger and decline. The only way to protect our people, the only way to secure the peace.
You can't make that oil money if you stay isolated, huh, Milkman?
The only way to control our destiny is by our leadership.
Exactly, man.
So the United States of America will continue to lead.
We'll continue to fight. Yes.
And pillage the oil resources.
Yeah.
After all, it's an American world.
Exactly.
Abroad,
fuck
our nation
else.
Is committed to an historic long-term goal. We seek the end of tyranny in our world. Some dismiss that goal as misguided idealism. In reality, the future security of America depends on it. On September the 11th, 2001, we found that problems originating in a failed and oppressive state.
How long was it?
7,000 miles
Seven minutes and 23 seconds.
7 minutes, 23 seconds, everybody.
Dictatorships shelter terrorists and feed resentment and radicalism and seek weapons of mass destruction.
There's a WMD.
Democracies replace resentment with hope.
Looks like Saddam Hussein was looking for weapons
of
mass destruction.
And their neighbors and join the fight against
terror. I think
we're
still seeking weapons of mass destruction,
every
actually.
Every step toward freedom in the world makes our
actually,
country safer.
He is using weapons of mass
distraction
now. Distraction.
He's using it right now. Yeah. Oh, look at John McCain's face. He's like, whatever. John McCain should kick George W. Bush's ass.
Far from being a hopeless dream, the advance of freedom is the great story of our time.
He's a sellout, too, though.
Yeah,
in 1945, there were about two dozen lonely democracies in the world.
Indians.
Today, there are 122.
All right, we're winning.
And we're writing a new chapter in the story of self-government, with women lining up to vote in Afghanistan.
Oh, boy.
And millions of Iraqis marking their liberty with purple ink.
It was a good
and
thing so many Americans died for
Egypt
it.
Egypt debating the rights of individuals.
That was worth it.
And the necessity of freedom. At the start of 2006, more than half the people of our world live in democratic nations. And we do not forget the other half. In places like Syria and Burma.
China.
Zimbabwe.
And the
North
ones
Korea,
that were in the United States.
Iran,
United States.
Because the demands of justice
it was democratic.
And the peace of this world require their freedom as well.
It is now a kingdom, an empire.
Looks like not all the seat buzzers worked that time.
No one can deny the success of freedom. But some men rage and fight against
numb.
It. And one of the main sources of reaction and opposition is radical Islam. The perversion by a few of a noble faith.
Evil
into
faith.
An ideology of terror and death. Terrorists like bin Laden are serious about mass murder.
Terror.
And all of us must take their declared intentions seriously.
In other words,
they seek to impose a heartless system of totalitarian control throughout the
in
Middle
the
East
White House.
And arm themselves with weapons of mass murder. Their aim is to seize power in Iraq and use it as a safe haven to launch attacks against America and the world.
In Iraq?
Lacking
yeah,
because
that's so close.
Now,
that's really close right there. If you
the
want to attack America.
Chosen the weapon of fear.
If you want to attack America, you want to do it from Iraq.
And they murder children at a school in Beslan. Or blow up commuters in London. Or behead a bound captive. The terrorists hope these horrors will break our will.
Yeah, that makes it better.
Allowing the violent to inherit the earth.
And hopefully you'll ignore the horror in the White House.
We love our freedom.
The horror.
And we will fight to keep it.
We'll fight to keep his power. Well, now people, now the Republicans are standing. Well, now everybody's standing.
Oh my God!
Stand, people, stand.
All politicians, please rise.
That new Judge Roberts is the slowest to stand.
I think he's still got his butt plug in a little bit tight, so he might be a little stiff.
We cannot find security by abandoning our commitments and retreating within our borders. If we were to leave these vicious attackers alone, they would not leave us alone. They would simply move the battlefield to our own shores.
Okay.
There is no peace in retreat. And there is no honor in retreat.
That's what it's all about.
By allowing radical Islam to work its will, by leaving an assaulted world to fend for itself.
Oh, please.
Assaulted world.
We would signal assaulted to all world. That we no longer believe in our own ideals.
All of a sudden, they can't take care of themselves.
Or even in our own courage.
Jesus.
But our enemies and our friends can be certain. The United States will not retreat from the world, and we will never surrender to evil.
My God. It's war against Satan now. John Kerry clapping, standing. Interesting. I guess it's more secure for our troops to be abroad than here helping us keep our own border safe. It's a harder job to keep people out of our land, I guess, with all our troops here than to keep them out with them all spread out all over the world.
Oh, hell, National Guard, you know, we're going to guard the nation of the world.
God,
you know.
They couldn't even help the people, the victims of Katrina.
They never would.
We remain on the offensive against terror networks.
Terror.
We have killed or captured many of their leaders.
Yes.
And for the others, their day will come. We remain on the offensive in Afghanistan.
It's on, bitch.
Where a fine president and a national assembly are fighting terror while building the institutions of a new democracy.
Fine president, my ass.
We're on the offensive in Iraq with a clear plan for victory.
An oil patsy of his.
First, we're helping Iraqis build an inclusive government so that old resentments will be eased and the insurgency will be marginalized.
So you can fix the problem you started.
Second, we're continuing reconstruction efforts and helping the Iraqi government to fight corruption and build a modern economy so all Iraqis can experience the benefits of freedom.
Help us with that here first.
And third, we're striking terrorist targets while we train Iraqi forces that are increasingly capable of defeating the enemy. Iraqis are showing their courage every day.
By blowing themselves
up. And we are proud to be their allies in the cause of freedom.
No terrorists left behind.
No terrorists left behind. No terrorists left alive.
I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that.
Only the ones in the White House.
Because our enemy is brutal. But that brutality has not stopped the dramatic progress of a new democracy. In less than 3 years, the nation has gone from dictatorship to liberation, to sovereignty, to a constitution, to national elections. At the same time, our coalition has been relentless in shutting off terrorist infiltration, clearing out insurgent strongholds, and turning over territory to Iraqi security forces. I am confident in our plan for victory. I am confident in the will of the Iraqi people. I am confident in the skill and spirit of our military fellow citizens.
Man.
We are in this fight to win, and we are winning.
The only win is coming out of your face there, buddy.
Yeah, it's, you know what? The right side of the building is standing. I'm serious. The left side is still sitting.
Maybe you had some garlic here on the, on the spaghetti.
The road
maybe the wind is blowing off his ass.
We'll take our troops home. As we make progress on the ground and Iraqi forces increasingly take the lead, we should be able to further decrease
Man,
our troop levels.
Have you ever heard of the fall of Saigon?
But those decisions.
Speaking of Saigon
be
in the chat room.
Made by our military commanders. Yeah. Not by politicians in Washington, D.C.
When we leave, they're going to take over Baghdad like nothing.
They already have.
Once again, that's a one half of the floor is standing, the other half is not. Seriously, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Our coalition has learned from our experience in Iraq. We've adjusted our military tactics and changed our approach to reconstruction. Along the way, we have benefited from responsible criticism and counsel offered by members of Congress.
Here we go.
Both parties.
Here we go.
In the coming year, I will continue to reach out and seek your good advice.
Until the Democrats are shut
Yet
up.
There is a difference between responsible criticism that aims for success and defeatism that refuses to acknowledge anything but failure.
Oh, come on.
Hindsight alone is not wisdom.
Oh, so now I'm sorry.
Is
we.
Not a strategy.
Heaven forbid we talk bad about you, Mr. President, and point out every time you fuck up. I'm sorry, please. Don't point out when I make mistakes.
So much in the balance, those of us in public office have a duty to speak with candor.
King George.
A sudden withdrawal of our forces from Iraq would abandon our Iraqi allies to death in prison, would put men like bin Laden and Zarqawi in charge of a strategic country, and show that a pledge from America means
yes.
little. Members of Congress have...
Bin Laden's going to control Iraq from his cave.
...of the past. Our nation has only one option. We must keep our word, defeat our enemies, and stand behind the American military in this vital mission.
What mission is that again?
I think the mission is called Take Over the World and Pillage All the Oil. And
wasn't it Stop the Guy with the Weapons of Mass... The guy with Weapons of Mass Destruction to... giving people democracy.
Our men and women in uniform are making sacrifices.
We're in the war of honor.
And showing a sense of duty stronger than all fear. They know what it's like to fight house to house in a maze of streets. To wear heavy gear in the desert heat.
Because my dad is talking how to do
killed
it.
By a roadside bomb.
Because I want my oil.
And those who know the cost also know the stakes.
Oh, God, stakes.
As we all remember, that Saddam Hussein
was
supported by the first
Bush. Fighting in Fallujah. He left behind a letter to his family.
Cost? They were mad at Ayatollah.
But his words could just as well be addressed to every American. Here's what Dan wrote. I know what honor is. It has been an honor to protect and serve all of you. I faced death with the secure knowledge that you would not have to. Never falter. Don't hesitate to honor and support those of us who had the honor of protecting that which is worth protecting.
He's talking about his fellow troops, not you.
Sergeant Dan Clay's wife, Lisa, and his mom and dad,
Sarah,
Joe, and Buck,
from being charged with
are
coke.
With us this evening.
He obviously wrote this about me. He meant that about his family and his friends in arms, his brothers. He didn't write that to George W. Bush. Who is that cheeky black guy next to Laura Bush? He's so happy.
A cheese ball, man.
I don't know. I was happy there. I think it's her servant.
That's a cheeser.
Very good there, Mr. Bush.
Man.
Okay, boss.
Spread some of that cheese on the crackers.
Some chick over there crying, man. Well, good for them. I feel sad that he had to die in this war, and it's a tremendous thing that he made such a sacrifice. And it's an even more tremendous thing that he has to that Bush has exploited.
He did serve in the military and never did manage to show up. That's not hypocrisy.
Our nation is grateful to the fallen who live in the memory of our country. We're grateful to all who volunteered to wear our nation's uniform. And as we honor our brave troops, let us never forget the sacrifices of America's military families.
That's right. I can't make fun of that.
Hell no.
Hell no.
We wouldn't have. They wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for all us poor people.
No, sir.
Because if you're a freaking rich politician, your kids ain't going to military, son.
That's right. What's going on in the chair from Saigon?
Terror involves more than military action.
Saigon's gay. Man.
Ultimately,
want,
the only way to defeat the terrorists
yeah, well,
is to defeat their dark vision, hatred, and fear.
No, he hasn't really accepted his own sexual change. You know, he's still a bitch inside. You know,
and peaceful change.
Okay. So he wants to like.
So the United States
arguments.
Of America supports democratic reform across the broader Middle East.
Tonight, the truth.
Elections are vital.
We don't need to worry about.
But they're only the beginning. Raising up a democracy requires the rule of law, protection of minorities, and strong, accountable institutions that last longer than a single vote. The great people of Egypt have voted in a multi-party presidential election.
You gotta be
kidding me. And now their government
should open paths
of peaceful
opposition. Just like we did in Florida.
Yeah, we're going to do a great job of that one.
The appeal of radicalism. The Palestinian people have voted in elections.
Oh, yeah.
And now the leaders of Hamas... must recognize Israel, disarm, reject terrorism, and work for lasting peace.
Or cut off their aid.
He definitely is not going to go against Israel. He ain't stupid.
Yeah, but he's definitely not going to be a friend of the new Palestinian government.
He can't be. I would be siding against Israel.
I know. Matt, he's really fucked. We're all really fucked over there.
Saudi Arabia has taken the first steps of reform. Now it can offer its people a better future by pressing forward with those efforts.
By getting rid of the
Saudi
kings.
Saudi Arabia,
democracies
reform.
In the Middle East will look like our own.
That's the best lie
they
tonight.
They will reflect the traditions of their own citizens.
Real quickly, how many of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia? Thank you.
Liberty is the right and hope of all humanity.
How many of How much money have these people given Bush? Thank you.
How many of their women are forced to hide their faces and not be allowed to be in public?
Uh-huh, exactly.
A nation now held hostage by a small clerical elite that is isolating and repressing its people.
The Saudi
Iran sponsors terrorists in the Palestinian territories and in Lebanon, and
the
that
Saudi
has come
royal
to an
family.
End.
No, he's talking about Iran, yeah. But Saudi Arabia is no much better anyway.
Well, they're both in the same block,
though.
The Iranian
government
block,
is
though.
Defying the world with its nuclear ambitions, and the nations of the world must not permit the Iranian regime to gain nuclear weapons.
Because you pissed him off, you moron. Because when Clinton was in power and they were and we had trouble with them for the same reasons, they didn't go this far. But you had to open your big fat mouth, didn't you?
We had to go in there like a can of
same
worms.
Same thing with North Korea.
Iraq, and now these guys are what?
Yep.
We can turn this thing on.
Tonight, let me speak directly to the citizens of Iran.
Oh, Jesus.
America respects you, and we respect your country.
But we're going to fuck you
and
up.
We'll
we respect your right to choose your own future and win your own freedom.
Don't mess with Texas.
And our nation hopes one day to be the closest of friends with a free and democratic Iran.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. So he practically just told Iran that we're going to be taking over their government soon and imposing what we think is right on them.
World, we must also take the offensive by encouraging economic progress, fighting disease, and
covertly, we've already been bombing their asses probably the last 6 months.
Isolationism would not only tie our hands in fighting enemies, it would keep us from helping our friends in desperate need. We show compassion abroad because Americans believe in the God-given dignity and worth of
for
a villager with HIV/AIDS.
And we let all our friends in New Orleans drown.
Or a refugee fleeing genocide.
And we let the Africans who are dying of AIDS go without medicine. Slavery.
We also show compassion abroad because regions overwhelmed by poverty, corruption, and despair are sources of terrorism and organized crime and human trafficking.
It all leads back to terror.
In recent years, you and I have taken unprecedented action
and
to fight AIDS.
All your prescription costs as well.
Expand the education of girls and reward developing nations that are moving forward with economic and political reform. For people everywhere, the United States is a partner for a better life. Shortchanging these efforts would increase the suffering and chaos of our world, undercut our long-term security, and dull the conscience of our country. I urge members of Congress to serve the interests of America by showing the compassion of America.
Yeah.
Our country must also remain on the offensive against terrorism here at home.
Oh, he's still back on the offensive.
The enemy has not lost the desire or capability to attack us.
Then we're going to choose back.
Fortunately, this nation has superb professionals in law enforcement, intelligence, the military, and homeland security. These men and women are dedicating their lives to protecting us all, and they deserve our support and our thanks.
So bring them back.
And they don't need any armor, so we'll just let them all get the fuck blown out.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of armor, maybe a little bit of upgrades in their Humvees.
Humvee is not a fighting vehicle either.
It is not. It's a transport vehicle. Yes, it is. That's correct.
They also deserve the same tools they already use to fight drug trafficking and organized crime. So I ask you to reauthorize the Patriot Act.
No. Give me my powers. You know what? There is definitely
spy on innocent Americans.
Listen, definitely. Only a few people on the left
it
wing
is said
were
that
just
prior
standing
to the attacks
right
of September the 11th.
A few people stood up, though. A few of them stood up.
The dots of the conspiracy.
A few of them stood up.
Maybe they had to expel some gas or something.
Two hijackers in the United States placed telephone calls to Al-Qaeda operatives overseas.
I shit in the name of George Bush.
But we did not know about their plans until it was too late.
Yeah.
So to prevent another
Nobody
attack,
knew about that coming.
Based on authority given to me by the Constitution and by statute, I have authorized a Terrorist surveillance program to aggressively pursue international communications of suspected Al-Qaeda operatives and affiliates to and from America. Previous presidents have used the same constitutional authority I have, and federal courts have approved the use of that authority. Appropriate members of Congress have been kept informed. The terrorist surveillance program has helped prevent terrorist attacks. It remains essential to the security of America. If there are people inside our country who are talking with Al-Qaeda, we want to know about it because we will not sit back and wait to be hit again.
So you better not talk to Al-Qaeda.
We need to read your emails.
Hey, and once again,
and find
ladies...
find out if you've been looking at porno.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, one side of the room is up, one side is not. It just showed Hillary Clinton shaking her head at President Bush, who may possibly be the next president. Miss Hillary Clinton, Rodham Clinton,
in all
Senator.
These areas, from the disruption of terror networks to victory in Iraq, to the spread of freedom and hope in troubled regions, we need the support of our friends and allies. To draw that support, we must always be clear on our principles and willing to act. The only alternative to American leadership is a dramatically more dangerous and anxious world. Yet we also choose to lead because it is a privilege to serve the values that gave us birth. Mm. American leaders, from Roosevelt to Truman to Kennedy to Reagan,
don't even invoke
isolation
Kennedy,
and retreat.
Bastard.
Because they knew that America is Roosevelt, always more secure when freedom is on the march.
He has no right to even say the words Kennedy or Roosevelt in a speech.
Against a determined enemy. A war that will be fought by presidents of both parties, who will need steady bipartisan support.
Presidents of both parties? Okay.
Right.
And tonight I ask for yours. Together, let us protect our country. Support the men and women who defend us.
Bring them home.
And lead this world toward freedom.
Lead this country to freedom.
Exactly. Impeachment will free us.
Impeachment
Impeach
will free
Bush.
Us.
Bush.
Step down. And we shall be free. Oh, it's going to get a sippy of water. There's his first water sip.
Here at home, America also has a great opportunity.
What do you mean, that's vodka?
We will build the prosperity
that's
of our country
right
by
there.
Strengthening our economic leadership in the world. Our economy is healthy and vigorous.
Because I got a job,
faster
bitch.
Than other major industrialized
I'm
nations.
I'm unemployed, too.
In the last 2.5 years, America has created 4.6 million new jobs, more than Japan and the European Union combined.
Great. That's so awesome. I feel so much better now.
For corporate CEOs.
For corporate CEOs and janitors.
Even in the face of higher energy prices and natural disasters, the American people have turned in an economic performance that is the envy of the world. The American economy is preeminent, but we cannot afford to be complacent.
Okay, wait a minute.
In a dynamic world economy.
So there's nothing to fix in the American economy whatsoever, Mo Ben. You got that, right?
And this creates uncertainty, which makes it easier to feed people's fears. So we're seeing some old temptations return. Protectionists want to escape competition, pretending that we can keep our high standard of living while walling off our economy. Others say that the government needs to take a larger role in directing the economy.
That's right.
Centralizing more power in Washington and increasing taxes. We hear claims that immigrants are somehow bad for the economy, even though this economy could not function without them.
Well,
food would empty our trash.
It'd be hard to get a salad without them.
That's right. Who would we have FEMA here for then?
Yeah. Hopefully the hurricanes will wipe them all out.
Hurricanes.
All these are forms of economic retreat.
Economic retreat.
And they lead in the same direction toward a stagnant and second-rate economy. Tonight I will set out a better path, an agenda for a nation that competes with confidence an agenda that will raise standards of living and generate new jobs.
Right.
Americans should not fear our economic future because we intend to shape it.
Oh, Jesus.
Keeping America competitive begins with keeping our economy growing.
That's not supposed to scare me.
And our economy grows when Americans have more of their own money to spend, save, and invest. In the last 5 years, the tax relief you passed has left $880 billion in the hands of American workers,
investors,
small businesses, and families.
And CEOs.
And they have used it to help produce more than 4 years of uninterrupted economic growth.
The richest 15%.
That's right. Look at Enron.
Yeah. As long as those rich people have their tax cuts.
Halliburton now runs the world.
In the next few years. If we do nothing, American families will face a massive tax increase they do not expect and will not welcome. Because America needs more than a temporary expansion, we need more than temporary tax relief. I urge the Congress to act responsibly
and make
the tax cuts permanent.
That's right. No black people left in New Orleans.
There are no people on the Democrat side who are clapping whatsoever. The rest of them are standing.
Keeping America competitive requires us to be good stewards of tax dollars. Every year of my presidency, we've reduced the growth of non-security discretionary spending.
Reduced the growth.
And last year, you passed bills that cut this spending.
Okay, well, we're going to cut it off here.
Budget, we'll cut it again.
It's about time.
Eliminate more than 140
to cut it off, my friend.
I'm about ready to throw up.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough of that. So, there it is, everybody. That is your president, and what was, I guess, the first two-thirds probably we got through of his State of the Union address. Milkman,
State of the Onion.
State of the Onion. Any ideas on that?
Well, it's obvious that the electric buzzers were only wired for half of the house. The other people actually, you know, have armor plating on their ass, so they weren't jumping up during every little applause pitch that he had.
Not for much. Okay, well, as promised, we're going to go ahead and get a hold of who is it now? I got to find the dude. We're going to get a hold of our special guest analyst on the phone. Just one moment. Let me get my phone card.
Excellent. Man, we got some serious guests here tonight, man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Madhouse has been taking some major strides forward here with PCU,
it's
man.
Been great. Yes,
daily
been.
Shows. I mean, you know, the State of the Onion show.
Daytime shows, City Union. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let me a second here real quick. Okay, let me play a little bit of Lewis Black here, and I'm going to get us a hold of, we're going to get a hold of our political
analyst.
Wait a
minute, you've got to change that, man. You cannot play Lewis Black or we will be taken off here. You have to make it Lewis White Guy.
Lewis White Man.
Yeah.
Hang on, we got a caller here. Give me a second. Let me put this guy on.
Okay.
Hang on.
You're on the air.
Yo, man, Bush sucks.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. But I'm a consummate journalist, and I'm not going to make any type of opinion, of course, but you can probably figure out where I fall. So you're not a Bush fan yourself, then, eh?
No.
All right.
Yeah, not.
Yeah, no? Yes or no?
No, I hate Bush.
You hate Bush.
But, yeah, Sagan's a tool. You should see some of the comments he's writing.
Oh, Saigon's just always doing stuff like that. You're new to it all, but, yeah, Saigon's an interesting person. That's correct. Enjoy while you can.
Cool.
Yeah.
He opposes
you
to get attention.
Making any calls?
Yeah, we're going to do some calls here in a bit. We got two calls that we're going to have to do, and then we're going to do a few prank calls, and we're going to call it a night. We're not going to be on for too much longer, but we'll do a few things here for the next
Why is there a K-Bone Crazy Talk first episode coming up tonight?
All right, man. We'll catch you later.
Yeah.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Yeah, actually, I'm seeing in the chat, I don't know if you see, but it looks like K-Bone's not going to make it tonight.
He's not going to make it?
No. Oh, KDK said no crazy talk tonight, so I guess K-Bone's not going to make it, or maybe he's just a little sick or tired or something. But
well, remember, he works.
He does.
He warned us that he works on this night, and that, you know, he comes home really tired. He may be He may be wore out, man.
Yeah, he might be. He might be. No, it's possible. Well, it's entirely possible. So, hang on. Listen to Lewis White here, as you said.
Yes.
We'll call. Listen to this.
Coffee here already.
Yeah, listen to this real quick, and I'll come back with our guest analyst right quick after that. Hang on.
Bush loves Negroes.
It's an amazing. I've never seen anything quite like this administration. And for those of you who are Republicans and you think what I'm about to do is disturbing and not fair, go listen to the stuff that I did about Clinton, okay? If you want to elect George Bush, that's the prick I'm going to yell about. If you want to elect John Kerry, I'll be yelling about him. My problem is with authority.
Your balance is $1.
It is the first war that I know of that we are having the discussion that we should have had before the war, afterward.
You have 100.
And it's why the Democrats are having trouble, because they didn't do shit.
Hello? Yeah, how you doing? This is Carlito over here. What's going on, man?
Hey, Carlito, what's up, man? Hey,
not much. Well, thank you very much for being on. I'm assuming you've seen what we've seen so far of the State of the Union.
I'm watching it, yeah.
Well, so, have you noticed that there's a lot of more instances than I'm used to seeing where looks like the right side, perhaps, let's say, of the building is the only one standing up while everybody else is just kind of sitting down?
It's a strictly partisan year. The Democrats aren't happy with any of the Bush reforms.
Right.
He's not really done anything for the Democratic Party.
Right.
In his 6 years of office.
Yeah, and he's not doing much here in terms of extending an olive branch to them. Let me ask you this. Now, what do you take of his comments on Iran regarding his direct message to the people of Iran that... they should. I was commenting at the same time, but something towards they're going to be getting a democratic government. Do you think we're going to see some action here or some intensified talk about possible military involvement in Iran?
Unfortunately, I do. I do think we're going to do something in Iran. It'll go to the United Nations and the Security Council. They won't do anything to satisfy Bush. He's bloodthirsty, and he wants to conquer the Mideast. He mentioned a small clerical elite oppressing the country. I don't see how that's any different than Bush and his conservative Christians oppressing the rest of America by stopping abortion, by stopping homosexual marriages, and by oppressing us to make them make us accept their views.
Right. The American Taliban, as I like to... I've heard it said, and I really like that term for it, the American Taliban.
They gave all their rich boys tax cuts.
Exactly. So, and giving all the rich boys tax cuts, which everybody... all of them seem to be happy about the tax cut talk, but there it is.
They must be the 4.6 million getting the jobs.
Yeah.
Unemployment is down everywhere in America. There's no place that has jobs. And if it is, it's white collar job.
Yeah, exactly. It's not nothing to scream about. And what is he comparing us to the European Union and to Japan? And, I mean, it's just really, come on, man. I mean, you really need to get your head out of your ass. And as I'm trying to say, he seems to think that it's better or easier to protect our borders with our troops abroad, you know, being tied up in different theaters of war unnecessarily, instead of them being here, you know, protecting us as they should be. So, I mean, there's a difference. A lot of contradictions.
For example, the fall of New Orleans.
It makes sense. When the troops come back from overseas, they come home and there's no jobs here, unemployment's going to skyrocket.
So
as long as he can keep them over there, he's keeping, you know, he's borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly.
He just can't do it. That's why he has to keep another war going in Iran, in Iraq, and then we're going to go to North Korea. It's the axis of evil.
It is.
He told us 2-3 years ago, and now he's doing it.
All right. Well, fair enough. That's good enough. I thank you very much for your comments. And this is, am I allowed to say who this is in the chat room, or should I just keep it private between you and I?
Sure, you're more than free to.
This is nobody from the chat room. That is your name. I'm not trying to be a jackass, but nobody. Hey, thank you very much.
I am. Thank you, Carlito.
Very cool to talk to you on this end, and we hope to hear again from you in the future, man.
Keep up the good fight,
thank you,
bro.
All right. Peace out, man. Later.
Okay. Awesome. That was Nobody, rather new member to PCU. And he told me that he was, you know, he's involved a lot in politics, and he's a bit of a politician himself.
Wow.
Not a politician, but a politic expert. So I decided to have him on and get his view on things. So that's
very good choice.
Bush is still going. A lot of applause going on still, and I have no idea what they're talking. I should have really turned on the closed captioning, but it's just me here and my kitty cats next to me. Hey, Chloe. Chloe's having a great time.
My kitty's right here, too.
Aw, yeah. They must know. They must know.
Yeah,
okay.
They're good buddies.
So let's go ahead and call our second and final guest call for the night. We're going to call my girlfriend, Thina, who's normally in the chat room when I'm in. Or, you know, of course, as you all know, she is out of town. She is on a 5-month stay in D.C., working in the political realm, and she's actually live right now. We're going to call her. She's going to be live in D.C. across the street from the building where the president is, across the street from the Capitol building where the president is right now with all these people doing this State of the Union address, and we'll see what's going on. They're doing a protest for Bush to step down from office. So let me get that on the line. Hang on, let's see what's going on over there. Give me a second, guys, and we'll check in with her. We'll say hi to her, see what's going on over there on that end, and then we'll do some prank calls and we'll call it a night. Sound good, Milkman?
That sounds great.
All right.
Man. If you ain't got nothing to listen to and you need to fix, man, go to airamerica.com.
Airamerica.com.
All the latest things.
That's right.
Political,
keep yourself informed. That's right. All right, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with the next call.
Come out. And they pull their pants down, and they squat, and they take a massive shit right in front of you, right in front of your Republican eyes. They are taking a massive shit. They're doing it, and they're sitting, and they're sniffing it. And then they stand back and proudly go.
That's funny.
And then someone like the former Secretary of the Treasury comes along and goes, or Richard Clark, who's the security guy. I mean, the list is fucking endless of people.
Your call has been forwarded to a...
And the person in question will go, well,
she might not be able to hear us.
That's very
if she said a loud protest. Yeah. Let me try her one more time.
All right.
That is obviously fertilizer. It's un-be-fucking-leavable. The 9/11 Commission, which was established to look into this, which wasn't going to be established, okay? Because.
How loud is it over there? My God.
What the fuck's loud?
All right, can you hear me? Athena, can you hear me? There's no way she's gonna hear me. Hello? Athena, dear.
Maybe we can enjoy some of the screaming here a little
bit. Yeah. Excellent.
Nice.
All right. Bush stepped down, they're saying.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
The world can't wait.
Let's play these. Let's play both of them at the same time here. Hang on. See if I can get them both to go on. I guess I can't. Are you serious? I only get.
Yeah, those people sound absolutely angry, don't they?
Welfare cases they sound very, very pleased to have him as president.
They're very happy with what's...
I think they just want him to, like, you know, relax and go smoke a doobie or something, you know?
Yeah, apparently. Let's go back to that.
They sound pretty happy.
They're yelling this at the building as the...
Yeah, they sound pretty satisfied with his performance.
You can hear me?
Yes.
This is good. It's going on all night. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
made a difference.
Hey, this is about the quietest place I can get to.
Okay, well, we played about a half hour of it and commented. How many people are there?
A lot.
A lot of people?
A few hundred at least.
A few hundred, and they're all... Are there any counter-protesters there right now?
No, none at all.
Did you see anybody entering and leaving the Capitol?
No.
That sounds awesome. Our most basic institutions. That's very awesome. It's very awesome that so many people showed up there. That's cool.
I know, it's great. They're drumming, they're chanting, they're just dancing around. There's a wonderful array of, like, protest signs.
Yeah.
It's really awesome to be here.
Good. Well, I'm
tell her worldcan'twait.org, Talita.
So hang on, Milkman, what'd you say? Say what to her now?
Tell her worldcan'twait.org. That's the protest.
Worldcan'twait.org is the protest. All right, I'll tell her later. Okay, well, Fina, I'll let you go so you can continue enjoying that then. That's very awesome audio, though. We have
proven the pessimist wrong. No problem. Have a good show. Bye, Milkman. Bye, Carlos.
Okay, love you.
We love you, Fina.
Bye.
What an honor.
Can you imagine that, man? You hear all those people out there just yelling at that building, bush step down.
This is history in the making.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
She's a part of history right now.
Yeah, she's very lucky to be in the position she's in. That's why I want to let her go. I didn't want to have her tied up talking to stupid old me, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That is really, really cool. Okay.
Yeah, she is a part of history, and she's actually, you know, a part of the majority now. I mean,
yep.
At 28% or less... support levels for Bush and Cheney.
Yeah.
I mean, she's definitely in a majority now.
She is. She is. And she's right in the middle. She's in Washington, right in the middle of all this, man. It's
I
wish it was historic times in a different realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Better times.
Today marks the official retirement of a very special American. For 24 years of faithful service to our nation, the United States is grateful to Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
He's stepping down today.
Yeah, they put in that basket.
They put in Alito.
Yes, they did. They put him in. We're fucked.
Yeah, man, that sucks for a lot of people.
That sucks for this nation.
That sucks for this nation. That sucks for fucking everything, man.
The whole world.
If you like abortion. If you like homosexual rights, if you like rights in general, civil rights, the world is a lot less of a nicer place right now, that's for sure.
Well, if you don't like being spied on, then not the most egregious abuses
of medical research. Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's pot him down real quick.
Creating or implanting embryos for experiments.
Hang on.
Creating human-animal hybrids. And buying, selling, or patenting human embryos.
Oh, you asshole.
Human life is a gift from our Creator, and that gift should never be discarded, devalued, or put up for sale.
Who? Discard my life, motherfucker. I'm diabetic. Yeah. If it was for stem cell research, I might have a new pancreas by now, you son of a bitch.
Or how would you even be able to get insulin, man?
Exactly.
That shit has to be manufactured.
Has to be manufactured from animals originally. What the hell would I do? Would I be? I die, you son of a bitch? Just because you want your...
No trust.
None of...
Honorable
especially
people
after he hears our broadcast.
Hang on.
Are working on reforms to strengthen the ethical standards of Washington. I support your efforts.
You crook.
Each of us has made a pledge to be worthy of public responsibility. And that is a
except
pledge
for
we must never forget, never dismiss.
Let him do whatever he
and
wants.
And never betray.
Whatever, man. Fucking human embryos that are going to get thrown away anyway. They could do so much more for so many, for so many people. Blind people. People with spinal injuries. People with all types of illnesses. Diabetes like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Stem cells are like the... like the programmable cells, people. You know what I mean? When you're born, you're born with a certain amount of stem cells. And those stem cells can become... They can become any type of cell. They can become brain cells. They can become spinal cord cells. They can become skin cells. They can be programmed. They have special qualities. And if stuff like that can be used to regenerate. You can regenerate someone's organs that are failing. You have many people on these waiting lists. People who die waiting for organs. People who suffer. And Parkinson's disease. There are so many things out there. that people could literally be saved with, and the only thing against it right now are these radical, you know, right wing religious people who have a problem with it because it, you know, because it's a life. Well, it's not a life, it's an embryo, dude.
It's a cell, know? Man.
It's a cell. We're talking about cells, man.
It is not a life until they're born, man.
Exactly.
You know, the baby cannot, you know, there is no baby until they're born.
Exactly.
If you came out not breathing or, you know, managed to be revived like Prankmaster, you know, fortunately, then you may be alive. But until then, you know, you're not alive.
Yeah. So anyway. Well, anyway, let me... I guess what else he's going to be talking about tonight? We're probably not going to go back to it, but he's supposed to be talking about, I understand, he's going to be bringing up that America needs to end its addiction to oil. Now, this is coming from the guy who, I believe, his family is an oil family, is that correct? His mom, his dad?
His whole family, yes, and they are actually involved deeply with the whole scandal that goes on in the Middle East every day with the Saudi royal family.
I want to see the vice president stand up and clap to that when he's, involved with Halliburton?
Yeah.
Americans live with HIV.
And Aaron Ryan.
And half of all AIDS cases occur among African Americans.
And that's
I ask Congress to reform and reauthorize the Ryan White Act. And
White?
Provide new funding to states so we end the waiting list for AIDS medicines in America.
Well, there's something to name it, the Ryan White Act. That's close to Arian White, isn't it? Isn't that just an A away from Arian White? Did he really say Ryan White? Because you add an A to the beginning and that's a whole different thing.
We will also lead a nationwide effort, working closely with African-American churches and faith-based groups to deliver rapid HIV tests to millions, end the stigma of AIDS, and come closer to the day when there are no new infections in America.
Okay. Those stem cells could really help with that.
Fellow citizens, we've been called to leadership.
Do you still have that call I sent you about that lady?
Yes, I do. We've entered a great I do have that. We can play that later. Nothing to invite. Okay. Yeah.
We see great changes in science and commerce that will influence.
So anyway, in Saigon saying we can't have people living forever. Well, it's not people living forever, but it's people not dying of diseases that are that something can be done about. I mean,
it's having a quality of life until you do to end up
passing
away.
Yeah.
All the thing is, okay, everybody started from one cell. You got two gametes, okay? Those are sex cells, a sperm and an egg.
Right.
They join together and they make the very first cell.
Right.
Every cell that divides out of that are from T cells that make all the cells for your skin, for your brain, for your bones. They're all made originally from this first, like, Play-Doh, like, could be molded to any type of cell, the T cell. And it's nothing, it's not even a living, it's not even a living being yet.
Yeah,
it's
not
cells.
Yeah.
And that's all they're talking about, is just harnessing the ability to take this Play-Doh of cells and formulate new things and ways to save human beings that are suffering in this world today or will suffer.
That's true. That's true. Well, there it is. Well, hey, let's knock out a few prank calls here. It's now 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yay!
Let's do one or two prank calls real quick. Let's see what's going on out there. Let's see if we can catch people off guard and not paying attention. My plan is I'm gonna call someone and tell them that gonna ask them whether or not they're listening to the address. And if they're not, I'm gonna accuse them of being unpatriotic. Unpatriotic. Yeah, that's crazy. It really makes me happy to hear Athena having such a good time with that protest. Wasn't that awesome?
I tell you what, man, I'm very proud of her, man. I say you are have a very, very intelligent, open-minded woman, and you ought to very well be proud, man.
Right.
And I think that you know, you'll have a great future with her, man, because she's intelligent, man. She's not going to buy hook, line, and sinker what's being fed to everybody through TV and Fox.
Well, hey,
she's got a mind.
It's over, actually. Look at this.
Different kind of a State of the Union speech, and that's exactly what he gave.
Different
it was,
kind.
Bob. The first half of the speech sounded an awful lot like an inaugural speech. It was a grand vision of the president's foreign policy.
He forgot it wasn't his inauguration. I just found my inaugural speech, and I thought I'd add some more words to it, slap it on. Half the work this time. I lost my original inaugural speech. I had to have
hot or so hot.
I had one written at the last moment, so
because I got hot.
Because I got hot. But that's okay, you see, because I'm the president.
I wanted to make a mark saying I am not a lame duck, talking about issues like energy independence, saying he wanted to make the tax cuts permanent, and devoting quite a lot of time to this issue of competitiveness, speaking to families and parents.
Fuck you and your permanent tax cuts, my ass. All right, let's call the Crazy 8 Ball Saloon. We can call the Crazy 8 Ball Saloon. This is an old number that Lonesome Loser sent me in the past. He's not up now. He's not available. But we'll give them a call. I'll see if they've been playing.
I heard somebody call that the other night, man. These guys are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are wild over there, dude. Yeah, okay. Somebody called it the other night. Those people are crazy, man.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Some old bitch will probably cuss you out, so get it going good.
Good, let's do it.
Ease her into it and then slide it in home. Yeah,
slide it in. I'll put a little KY on the tip.
Well, hell, forget that, man.
All right, hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Actual grease.
Here, call right now. Yeah, hey, look, I want to ask you a question. You guys playing the president talking over there?
Hold on a second. I can't hear a word you're saying. Hold on.
I want... Damn it.
Hold on 1 minute, okay?
Damn it.
Okay, say it again.
I said damn it.
Okay, besides that.
Are you guys playing the speech, the president speaking there, or is I going to come in and drink and watch the president speak?
What?
Are you guys, the president's on TV, how come you're not playing it?
Who's this?
Well, my name is Bruce, I'm in town, I want to come down for a beer, but I heard you guys weren't playing the president talking. What are you, some kind of Nazis? Hey, you fat bitch, what's so funny? You un-American bitch?
Fuck you, ass.
Hey, I'll push you in the fucking mouth. I'll push her in the mouth? What the fuck was that?
I'll push that damn long neck bottle down your throat, bitch.
I'll push your mouth. I'll push your mouth down, you bitch. Yeah. That was great. Who else can we call? Paul Dork. Ooh, I have a Paul Dork.
Okay.
Paul Dork's probably not watching that shit.
Call him up there and find out if Bush loves Negroes.
I don't know about that. Hang on, let me see here. Dirty Jake's Cafe and Bar, blah, blah, blah. The Weed Doctor, the Weed Man. We're going to do one more call here, folks, before we leave. We're going to do one more call. Hang on, who can I call? Who can I call? Who can I call? Oh, I have a George Bush. Let's call him. We got a gentleman by the name of George Bush.
George Bush.
George Bush. Maybe it's his dad. All right. Who knows? Let's see what happens. Maybe hang on. Yeah.
The Bush.
Exactly. Maybe this is the real George Bush. Hang on, folks. Bush. We'll find out.
I have to say that before that war started, I listened to everything. I listened to both sides constantly. I kept a constant visual in front of that TV. I read everything I could get my hands on. And after I listened to both sides, I became completely immobile. The days before the war began, I basically lay on my couch and shit my pants. It's my firm belief, and maybe I'm nuts, that it's the most ambivalent this country has ever felt, at least in my lifetime, about going into war. And that wasn't a question of being behind our troops or not. It's nonsense. We had every right to be ambivalent, because of the...
Yes. Good evening, sir. Well, it's actually kind of curious. Is this Mr. Bush I'm speaking with?
No, no one here by that name.
Hey, asshole. Don't try to be smart. How come you're not watching the State of the Union address, you asshole? Hey. Hey! Son of a bitch.
We've been spying on your ass, boy.
I guess so. Well, guess what? I'm tired. I started doing a show today at 4, and I finished at 7, and I took a 2-hour break, and then we did a whole hour of comments and whatnot. But that was the experiment, and I think it went rather well. And I'm going to call it a night, because I'm pranked out. I already did a bunch of prank calls today earlier. So
hey,
that's,
can you play that call I sent you about the lady a while back from The Voice that was had the thing with unemployment, etc.? And maybe, like, play the 1984 song, please.
Let me see if I can find those. Okay. So, yeah, okay. I'll find them and I'll play them. No problem. Another thing I was going to say was, K-Bone, will not be on tonight. So the night is free. I'm not going on anymore, but I don't know if Zolar is going to go on or Dr. Lego might show up later. I don't know what the hell. But,
Carlito.
Yeah.
You may expect an important call from a special guest here any moment when he messaged me and he says he wants to talk to you.
Who's that?
It's a long-time PCU personality.
A long-time PCU personality who might be calling in.
Yeah, he just messaged me and he said he wants a call.
Well, tell me on the message.
I want to call in.
Tell me who it was on the message and I'll see if we can
okay.
Wait for him. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. He just messaged me. I told him to call now. I get a toll-free number.
Who was it? Who was it? Who was it? Tell me. Hurry. Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, I'm messaging back. You better call.
Yeah.
Well, now Carlito's waiting.
No. I don't know.
Carlito's
I don't know. Don't worry about it. At this point, it's you know the toll. I don't think the toll free line's even up right now. I think I turned it off. We kept getting some. Yeah. Don't worry about.
That's what.
Tell him to catch us Thursday. Tell him to catch us Thursday, dude.
All right.
Anyway, so that's that. Yeah, we're gonna call it a night then. I'm gonna play those two tracks. They got the 1984.
George Orwell. It's about how the United States will become just like George Orwell's movie. And the other one is called The Voice, and it's a really moving call of a normal citizen of the United States and what we're all going through.
Okay, got it. Got them both. Found them both, my brother, so we're playing
and
right now.
And when you go out, man, for the last thing, play that thing you played for me earlier with the rap thing at the very beginning where they took and cut that up. Dude, that was fucking
Oh,
spooky.
The State of the Union thing? Madman said that to me. That's from Exhibit. He's a rapper.
Put those three things on, yeah, man. Play the first two I asked and then close it with the scary thing.
Okay. All right. We can do that. Hang on. Let me make sure I can find the right... Okay, good deal. Okay, we'll do those. Those three are coming up right now. Super. Okay, well, everybody, stay tuned for a few little ditties here, and then we'll turn it over to rotation, and then to anybody else who wants to pick up, whether it be Zolar, Lego, KDK, not KDK, because he's got a show tomorrow. I doubt he's going to go on. Like I said, K-Bone normally goes on Tuesday nights, but he can't make it tonight. We just came on to do this special 9 o'clock State of the Union thing, so we're out. Thank you to everybody who contributed. My girlfriend Athena, she's not listening, but thank you for letting us hear the protest right in front of the Capitol building. And yeah, that was cool. And to nobody in the chat room, thank you very much for your comments. Everybody who joined us in chat, thank you very much at kdkprankcalls.com. And that would be it. So we'll catch you guys here Thursday. Don't forget, KDK is on tomorrow night. Be sure to listen to that. Watch the chat room.
Because I am sending you a link to all of the things that you need to know. Man,
okay.
To be aware of how your freedoms are being stolen every moment.
We'll do that, everybody. And, MadhouseLive.com, KDKPrankCalls.com, and FartSteam.com.
Hey. Heck yeah, man. Let me give out my big shout out, man. Madman, the wonderful man, Elizabeth, beat the hell out of each other in the chat room and come back and shake hands. Also to Dr. Lego, who gives us our voice,
right,
our ability to reach out there and tickle your hearts.
That's right.
Also, KDK, the benevolent, wonderful sponsor who created this whole crazy genre and allows us gracefully to be a part of this great creation of PCU. And all of us definitely out there at PCU as listeners, we love you all. You all, we do it for you. Madhouse is here for you.
That's right. Well said, Milkman. And Milkman, thank you as always, man. It's good to have you on with me, man. I love you like a brother, my friend.
It's my pleasure, man. It's an honor.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's saying Cindy Sheehan is screwed. She was there, but anyway. All right. We're out of here. Later, dude. Bye, everybody.
All right.
Peace out. Peace out.
And I know there's a lot of them out there because I talk to my friends every day that I used to work with. are no jobs. And it just seems like somebody ought to write that a lot of jobs have gone overseas and there's no jobs in this country for people that have worked all their lives. And, I mean, yesterday I was on the phone looking around for shelters because we've got another 2 months before we're going to get thrown out of our house. And we were part of that middle class section there. This wasn't, I mean, I never thought this was supposed to happen to us. And I know there's a lot of people out there like us. So anyway, it'd be neat if somebody would write and make the country aware that, I mean, I feel like invisible. You go to the grocery store and it's like, anyway, we're an invisible section. But I think there's like millions of us. So anyway, somebody ought to write about it. And you always write about everything and you make it good. And nobody hears us. So I...
To respond or forward, press 1. To delete, press star D.
And now, a message from the President of the United States.
Tonight I want to take a few minutes to discuss a grave threat to peace. The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our own country. He's the homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. He has proven he is capable of any crime. The tyrant is me. I have directed members of the administration to support the use of violence against all of you. I will kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country and across the world. I resolved to bring sudden terror and suffering with horrible poisons and diseases and gases. Men and women, boys and girls, thousands of civilians will be killed in a single day, murdered at random, and without remorse. My ultimate ambitions are to control the peoples of the United States and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.